This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The National Hurricane Center is advising Tropical Storm Idalia is forecast to become a hurricane this morning as it departs western Cuba and then rapidly intensify over the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. The storm will bring a storm surge to Florida's Big Bend and areas southward to Tampa Bay. It will hit an area particularly sensitive to high surge events. Idalia was expected to strike Florida's Gulf Coast on Wednesday as a Category 3 storm. Oliver Anthony, the singer-songwriter of Richmond, north of Richmond, has some words for Democrats and Republicans trying to cozy up with his song during this presidential election cycle. Anthony this week on his YouTube channel.
It was funny seeing my song in the... It was funny seeing it at the presidential debate. Because it's like, I wrote that song about those people, you know? So for them to have to sit there and listen to that, that cracks me up. I do hate to see that song being weaponized. Like, I see the right trying to characterize me as one of their own. And I see the left trying to discredit me, I guess in retaliation. That's got to stop.
A judge in Illinois is rejecting a motion to dismiss criminal charges against the father of the man accused of staging a deadly mass shooting at Highland Park's Independence Day parade last year. The ruling means Robert Cremo Jr. could face trial in November on 7 counts of reckless conduct. The defendant is accused of helping his 19-year-old son, Robert Cremo III, gained a firearm owner's identification card in 2019. An Ohio man known as Joe the Plumber has died. Back in 2008, during a campaign stop in Toledo, then-presidential candidate Barack Obama was confronted by Joe, who accused Obama's proposed tax plan of conflicting with the American dream. Joe died over the weekend from pancreatic cancer. USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
President Biden's re-election team is reportedly not happy that California Governor Gavin Newsom has pushed for a televised debate against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Biden's advisors view Newsom's actions as a potential shadow presidential campaign, which comes at a time when many Democrats prefer an alternative candidate for the 2024 election. Concerns are also being raised by Vice President Kamala Harris allies, who see Newsom positioning himself for a White House run in 2028, defying conventional party dynamics. While an official schedule is yet to be confirmed, the proposed debate would be hosted by Fox News and moderated by Sean Hannity. I'm John Schaefer.
As Democrat prosecutors continue to get Trump, presidential candidate Donald Trump is claiming election interference.
The Obama-appointed judge Monday scheduled the trial to start March 4th, 2024, the day before Super Tuesday. Trump's facing three other criminal cases. One of them, the New York State case involving his alleged hush money payments to a porn actress, is also scheduled to start in March. I'm Ryan Daniels.
More workers across industries are demanding improvements in compensation and working conditions, leading to a record number of strikes this year. More than 320,000 workers have participated in at least 230 strikes so far in 2023. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey,
well, good morning to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Happy Tuesday. I'm Bill Martinez, and our next guest, Paul Winfrey, is going to be joining us in just a moment. Dr. Winfrey is... His PhD is in economics, okay? So we're going to give him some credit, and we're going to listen to what he has to say. Before rejoining the Heritage Foundation in 2018, Dr. Winfrey was the Deputy Assistant to the President for Domestic Policy, the Deputy Director of the Domestic Policy Council, and the Director of Budget Policy, all at the White House. He was also Chair of the Deputies Committee that oversaw the execution of all domestic policy at the Deputy Secretary level throughout the administration, as well as interagency policy coordination process. He was there at a time when our economy was working, okay? And so there's a great contrast between where we were then compared to where we are now with Bidenomics. In fact, Paul Winfrey says that Biden's economic strategy is based on a failed model. Are you surprised? Dr. Winfrey, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, Bill. Thanks so much for having me on this morning.
Well, I appreciate it. Look at Joe Biden. He tells us it's working. I don't understand. It's working. You know, who's he trying to convince here? It's abysmal. And even by polling measures, he sounds more like Baghdad Bob all the time whenever he talks about the economy, telling us that all is well. But all that needs to happen is immediately after it makes that statement, somebody goes and fills up their gas tank or goes to a grocery store and tries to buy, eggs or milk, and realizes it, quite in contrast, it's not working, Joe. Sorry to tell you, but go ahead.
Yeah, thanks so much. That's a great setup. You know, it reminds me of the George Costanza line in the great Seinfeld show where he tells Jerry that it's only a lie if you don't believe it. And so maybe this is just Joe Biden going around the country yes. trying to convince himself that Bidenomics is working. But you're exactly right. I mean, I don't think that he's pulling the wool over anybody's eyes here. I mean, you know, look, prices are still much, much higher, about 14% higher than they were at the beginning of this administration. So even though inflation on an annual basis is slowing down, it still remains high. It remains high to scare the Federal Reserve enough to signal that they're going to continue raising interest rates. And like I said, I mean, prices are still high. Economic growth is anemic, and so much of it has been driven over the last few years by government spending. And just like a sugar high, you can't stay on that forever. And my message is that we've got to get back to, you know, the success that worked at the beginning of the Trump administration, which is to trust people, to stop regulating and start to deregulate. and to cut taxes and ultimately shrink the federal government and get it out of people's business and allow Americans to do what they do best, which is innovate and invent and make life better for all of us.
Paul, you would think for all the experience we've gone through in our lifetimes, especially, that we know what works and what doesn't. And I don't understand why we're unable to just fix those boundaries into the system, bake it into the cake, so that when politicians come in and they want to be stupid, there's only so much damage they can do. And unfortunately, here we are reinventing the wheel, thinking that we can defy gravity. And Joe Biden, you know, just from day one in killing the energy sector the way he did, what did he think was going to happen? You know, and then on top of that, spend money that we didn't have to spend, you know, just disregard any kind of consensus or common sense that would say, look it, if we open the gates to the economy, you're going to have people back to work. There's going to be a natural inertia that occurs. But it's like, wait a minute, you get these theorists who come in and continue to do damage to our economy, and it's like, we the people are fed up with this stuff. You know, we went through it with, you know, with Ronald Reagan, you know, in trying to rebuild and doing the things that he needed to do after the Carter administration. You know, even under Bill Clinton, you know, which was the last time that we had a balanced budget for all intent and purposes. And basically some of that was by sleight of hand. I mean, basically he robbed from Peter to pay Paul and blighted the military to such a degree that, oh yeah, then 9/11 comes and we send kids overseas and ill-equipped, under-prepared to be in a combat situation. And these kids are writing letters back home to mom and dad and saying, hey, can you go to Home Depot for me and get some sheet metal and send it to me? What are you talking about? Send you sheet metal. Well, you know, these Humvees that we're riding around in, we're very vulnerable to IEDs and they're blowing people up and we need to reinforce them. Well, what do you mean? Where's the government? The government doesn't have, no. Just send us sheet mail. You know, sheet metal right away so that we can reinforce our vehicles. You know, but people forget about that. Okay, and then here we go, and then Barack Obama comes in, and he decides with his vision that America is unjust, and we're going to have the fundamental transformation of our country. Everything is going to be thrown away to hell in a handbasket, and all the hard work that Americans have worked for with their homes and jobs and everything like that. Now, you don't deserve that, so we're going to fundamentally transform the country and distribute equal distribution of your wealth and prosperity. Donald Trump comes in, gets us gets all the cylinders working again. People are happy. We got more people at work. Things are turning around. GDP, well beyond even what Barack Obama had projected, right? He said, you'll be lucky to get 2%. Now, you know, this guy's delusional. There's no way. In short order, he put America back to work, and look what happened. He proved that Barack Obama did not know what he was talking about. And then here we go. Somehow America decided, 82 million people said, no, it's too good, Paul. No, we can't have that. You know, it's too good. We're too happy. We need misery. So we're going to elect Joe Biden. 82 million people are going to elect Joe Biden. And he's going to cripple the energy that we were independent for and make us energy dependent, take us out of Afghanistan in a crazy way, and make us all vulnerable to a potential World War III. And we need to be happy with that, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is the message that Obama sold throughout his whole presidency, is that we need to be okay with the new normal, with slower economic growth. And you're seeing Joe Biden make the same argument today, right? We need to be okay with slower growth. We're in a new normal. 3.5% is not achievable, even though, you know, President Trump showed that it was achievable. Even you know, Clinton, during the Clinton years, we showed that you could get 3.5% growth, and even more if you basically get the government out of the way. I think that, you know, honestly, a lot of this comes back to a core philosophical disagreement. And, you know, as a as an academic who has spent most of my career in policymaking roles, you know, I'm more of a doer than an ivory tower guy. But you know, when I hear Joe Biden, talking about economic policy, I mean, the president is required every year to put out their economic report, which lays out their vision. And in Biden's very first economic report of the president, he said that the core aim of economic policy was to restore, and I'm quoting here, to restore the public sector in its rightful place in long-run growth. In other words, the core...
Okay, I'll tell you what. We've got to go to break, but I want you to break that down for us on the other side. More from Paul Winfrey after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Welcome back. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Again, you know, I got to tell you, I'm so grateful to our network, GCN, that allows us to remain independent. This is unique. Do you understand this? I mean, it's not like Vanguard and BlackRock and State Street are there in the headquarters of GCN telling, telling our boss what we need to say and say, oh, Bill Martinez said, you know, he said the C word, you know, he talked COVID, can't do that, you know. YouTube, they do. And others, you know, other social media platforms do, but not GCN. And I got to tell you, you can be thankful for GCN that they allow us to still honor our First Amendment right. And in America, it lives here. It's dying in other places. But again, you can be grateful for GCN, and we thank them for supporting the cause here. Dr. Paul Winfrey continues with us talking about Biden's economic strategy based on a failed model. And before break, Paul, you were breaking this down for us. So remind us and get us back up to speed again.
That's right. So Biden's first economic report as a president said that the core aim of economic policy was to restore the public sector in long-run growth, which is just a fancy way of saying that the core aim of Biden's economic agenda is to grow the government. Mm-hmm. And the reason why he wants to do that is actually fleshed out even further in a speech that one of his key advisors, Jake Sullivan, who is his national security advisor, gave at the Brookings Institute in Washington, D.C., in front of a bunch of, basically D.C. insiders like myself, right? The bluntness of this is so peculiar that they must have known that it wouldn't get outside of the DC bubble. But he says that, you know, the reason why we want to do this is because it's the government that creates the wealth in this country. That's our philosophical model, right? So Joe Biden believes that all of the growth and prosperity that this country has ever had is because of the government. And he goes on to say that the purpose of the markets is to help the government redistribute the resources. So they realize that that the private sector has a place, but it's a subsidiary role to the government. And so, I mean, there's just a fundamental difference between where the Biden and where the Obama administration was in terms of their philosophy and ideology, and where, you know, I think reality is. And if you just reject that premise and move towards reality and trusting people and, and an American creativity and ingenuity, then, you know, ultimately it's not that difficult to grow the economy. I hate to sound like a broken record on this, but we just have to get the government out of the way, right?
Without a doubt. Exactly. Well, the deal is that what they're laying out here, I mean, it's pure socialism, isn't it, Paul?
Yeah.
It's all coaxed and covered in, you know, different type of language and a little bit of warm and fuzzy there, you know. But this is basically a continuation of what Barack Obama had presented.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, at the beginning when the communists took over Russia, right? They weren't selling this corrupt environment. They were selling a utopian vision. And the interesting thing with the Biden administration is they're also not selling a utopian vision. What they're quite literally doing, and we're seeing this come out of the infrastructure bill, the bipartisan infrastructure bill that some Republicans signed off on. We're seeing this come out of American Reinvestment Act, the ARPA, the Build Back Better bill that Manchin helped get across the finish line. And basically what the government is doing is that what the Biden administration is doing is that they're going to the private sector. They're going to private companies. We're all seeing this with the CHIPS Act. And they're saying, you know, look, there are all these government handouts. There are all these subsidies that you can have access to. But in order to have access to them, you have to, you know, jump through all of our hoops. Essentially, you have to sign on to our radical agenda. And companies are starting to push back. They're starting to come out and say, hey, look, you know, but they're doing this in the crony capitalist way, right? They're coming out and they're saying, look, I will jump through your hoops, but in order to jump through your hoops, I'm going to need a little bit more money. And so the Biden
there's always a price for your soul, right?
there's always a price for your soul. Exactly. We used to have a word for this, right? We used to call it what it is. It's just pure public corruption.
Right.
And today, you know, I mean, like the Biden administration just assumes that we're all going to turn the other way on this. And they're going to paper over it with all of this existential language about how, well, if we don't do this, then we're going to, you know, lose the, you know, chips to China, or we're going to, you know, the earth is going to warm exponentially or whatever. You know, the reality of this is that there is a better way, and one that does not have to embrace the public corruption, that the Biden administration has been pursuing for the last 3 years.
Paul, this is so rampant. And yes, the Biden administration has been leading the charge in the last 3 years, but this has been going on for a long time. This has been a slow creep. You know, and what they've done is they've been able to capture, you know, one institution at a time by using, I mean, of all things, I mean, this is what drives me nuts, and it just causes me to scream here, because they're using taxpayers' money, you know, to leverage this insanity, which doesn't serve our interests. It serves big government. I mean, on its face, like, government creates wealth. When? The thing that government does is it impedes wealth. This is what we know historically, time and again. I mean, how can he possibly say that government creates wealth? Where does that happen? Unless they do something where they, you know, manufacture and social engineer something, but they do it with strings attached. And the strings quite often are attached to the pocketbooks of these, these politicians that are securing their futures at our expense.
That's right. And, you know, this is an endemic problem, right? I mean, mm-hmm. It goes all the way to the very education system. You know, but one of the, after I left the White House, President Trump appointed me to the Fulbright Foreign Scholarship Board, which oversees the Fulbright program. Mm-hmm. And when I was over there, one of the things that we talked about doing was cutting off all Fulbright grants to universities that didn't pursue free inquiry, right? If free speech was being threatened on your campus, then you weren't going to receive any more Fulbright scholars. And the bureaucracy, including the higher education, just went bananas.
You hit a nerve, didn't you? You just hit a nerve.
Can't do this. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. How dare you? You can't do this. And it's because, like, this level of this corrupt bargain is just, it's endemic. It's everywhere. And honestly, I think it's going to require, it's going to require a fighter, right? I mean, it's going to require not just a fighter in the White House, but it's going to require a fighter, you know, in fighters in Congress to stand up against this and rip the Band-Aid off, so to speak.
Well, more than that, I mean, it's clearly going to be a severe experience here, Paul. And this is why, you know, you've got Donald Trump, you know, in spite of all the indictments, hitting the polling numbers that he's hitting. Is the common sense of the American people is such, exactly in line with what you just said, is that in order to clean up this mess, you need a bull in a china shop to come in and really turn this thing upside down. At all costs, to be independent enough to do this. And here it is. I mean, look at this. This is really serious. And I think that Tucker Carlson asked President Trump a serious question when he on that one-on-one interview that he had with him, was that, are you afraid that you could be assassinated? And I think he doesn't seem to be fearful of it, but I think that's a reality. And I am told, you know better than I would, that even when he was president of the United States, that the Secret Service had averted at least a dozen assassination attempts on his life. So the resistance is clear, and it's going to be forceful, no doubt. Paul, I cannot thank you enough for coming on the show. Where can people go for more information? Is there a website?
So they can always find me on Twitter. I'm at Paul Winfrey, WINFREE. And then our website
is Chavis, Jr., president of the National Newspaper Publishers Association. Smoking is bad for your health, and we do not want our kids to smoke. Cigarette smoking is at an all-time low in America because of education. Youth smoking is at the lowest point in our history because of education. History has shown us that bans and prohibitions do not work. Banning menthol is preferred by over 80% of African Americans who choose to smoke is racial profiling because the ban does not apply to cigarettes preferred by white smokers. Banning menthols will expand the underground market of illegal cigarettes and the need for police to come into black and brown communities to enforce a menthol ban. We strongly urge you to oppose the racially discriminatory ban on menthol cigarettes. Let's support education to reduce smoking and not criminalization that can lead to fines, arrests, and negative interactions with police in black and brown communities.
Sponsored by the Law Enforcement Action Partnership.
USA News Update. The National Hurricane Center is advising Tropical Storm Idalia is forecast to become a hurricane this morning as it departs western Cuba and then rapidly intensify over the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. The storm will bring a storm surge to Florida's Big Bend and areas southward to Tampa Bay. It will hit an area particularly sensitive to high surge events. Idalia was expected to strike Florida's Gulf Coast on Wednesday as a Category 3 storm. Oliver Anthony, the singer-songwriter of Richmond, north of Richmond, has some words for Democrats and Republicans trying to cozy up with his song during this presidential election cycle. Anthony this week on his YouTube channel.
Because it's like, I wrote that song about those people, you know? So for them to have to sit there and listen to that, that cracks me up. I do hate to see that song being weaponized.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Back with you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got from Scream.org, the one and only, my good friend, Al Parada. Hey, Al, how you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good on this day. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. The Babylon Bee boys, they're cracking me up. I don't know if you saw this earlier this morning. They said a liberal dies on toilet while awaiting CDC guidance on how to wipe. I mean, this is what the government wants. Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is what the government wants us to do. Just rely on them for everything, you know. Common sense out the door, and here they are throwing out on the horizon another iteration of COVID, which has had minor impact. But oh my goodness, do they want to make the most of it? Because after all, we're approximating the next election, right?
Yeah, it just seems like they're trying to run the same playbook.
Why not? It worked last time.
Hopefully it's a new game and they're fighting the last war. People are onto it, but I don't know. It is a little silly. It is a little silly that they're trying to bring this stuff out again.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
and then
dangerous. It's also dangerous because there's going to be some virus or something that comes along that is dangerous, that requires, you know, a real attention.
Mm-hmm. The only problem is that it requires real attention. And it requires real intelligence. And yeah, they have demonstrated they have neither. So, and here we are, we're going to surrender our lives to these knuckleheads that are responsible for killing over 7 million, if you go with their numbers, 7 million people around the world, over a million here in America. Oh, gosh, you guys did such a great job. I mean, we should follow your lead, right?
Yeah, we're sounding like Luke Skywalker in that that movie where he goes, that's amazing. Everything in that sentence was wrong. Everything they told us was wrong. and they want us to believe them again. It's amazing.
And what's scary yet, Alan, I keep reminding people, is Joe Biden is trying to work some sort of backroom, you know, deal with the WHO so that when the next pandemic comes, which, of course, at that point, anything could be a pandemic, climate, you know, whatever they decide, that the WHO would have full control on all policy as it relates here in the country. 162 nations have already signed off on that. And Biden is trying to figure out some way to do this. But, you know, we keep talking about it, and it's amazing how many people here in America are still ignorant of this reality that he wants to surrender our sovereignty. I mean, here he is. He is the president of the United States, is supposed to defend our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and he is willing to sell us out.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm just thinking,
it's like he already sold our sovereignty to the cartels, so maybe the cartels and the World Health Organization are going to have to fight it out for control of the United States.
Exactly.
Yeah, it really is. Kind of a scary thought when you think about it.
Well, it really is.
Sold out our sovereignty.
Exactly.
Somebody has to pay for that house in Malibu.
Yeah.
Not
only that, but also for the Secret Service that surrounds him, too. You know, we found out that it wasn't just the house in Malibu, but it was an additional house because the Secret Service that was watching over Hunter as well. So, it's just never ending with these people. And it is these people. This is what they're doing to us. I mean, and I remind the audience this morning that here we've got medical professionals, I mean, brilliant medical professionals, 30 plus years of experience in the medical field, that were guilty of saving people from going to hospitals, being put on a ventilator, utilizing, you know, things like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. And their medical license are in jeopardy. And meanwhile, you got Joe Biden soldering the gates open on the southern border, allowing fentanyl to come in that can kill all Americans. I mean, there's enough fentanyl coming across. What are they saying? 3-4 times that they could kill us? I mean, it's not good enough that we'd be dead once, but we got to be dead, you know, like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, I mean, it's astounding that doctors who basically save patients' lives or have licenses removed, losing positions, et cetera, et cetera. Well, the doctors, I put that in quotes, like Fauci and Burks, are writing books, having speaking engagements, making hundreds of thousands of dollars for lying to people. Make a mistake. They lie. They were caught in their lies. Fauci lied before Congress. That's a crime.
Yes. It is if you're a Republican or a conservative. That's what we're finding out. If it's from the other side, whether it's, thousands of emails that you're sending out that now we found out that Joe Biden has been sending out with his son CC'd on it. But, no, he wasn't involved in his son's business, you know.
He's not a shark. Some congressman said it. There's not a shred of evidence that Joe Biden benefited from any of it. No, there's not a shred, Bob.
I get you. And then meanwhile, we have the mugshot that was heard around the world, right?
Oh, my gosh. That backfired so much. I believe. I mean, some people say otherwise. But, it is astounding that we're not seeing more of the Republican leadership screaming about this fiasco, but the people are seeing the mugshot. And as I was hearing somebody say last night, you know, you got your choice between that mugshot and a picture of Joe Biden lounging on the beach. If you're, you know, which one scares you? If you're Putin or Z?
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
It's a shock. I mean, I know he's posed. I'm sure he practiced, got exactly the look he wanted out of that thing. Mm. But it's effective. It's come and take, like I was writing the other day. It's that come and take it. It's let's
exactly.
Go. Let's go ahead and make my day.
Yeah. Yeah, you're exactly 100%. You remember Stanley Kubrick. And what it is that kind of mugshot, that kind of look is Kubrick-esque. Kubrick was famous, you know, for taking shots like that. And so I don't know if somebody in the orbit of Donald Trump says, okay, I want you to do Stanley Kubrick shot. But that's what it is. I mean, it is from the mold, you know, of Stanley Kubrick. And I'm surprised that more people are not picking up on that. You know, my son and I, we saw that right away, only because we were familiar with it, and said, so, oh, he went Stanley Kubrick on it.
Yeah, I was thinking it's Churchill. I saw like a
kind of
Churchill.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely it was planned. It was definitely the marketing. I mean, like I said, this Fannie Willis should be, charged with giving an in-kind contribution to the Trump campaign for both the indictment and having this mugshot, because it's igniting a thing. I mean, you're seeing a lot of, you know, on TikTok and Instagram, the black Americans are talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
You know, now there's a weird feeling being run down by the justice,
well,
or run down by the system.
Well, yeah, his T-shirts are going to outsell Tupac's, you know? So this is the deal,
yeah.
Exactly. Now, but the dangerous thing, though, Al, outside of that, and you know, the fundraising, and God knows that you know, Trump needs a legal defense fund. I mean, the millions of dollars he spent to defend himself and to really defend the American people and our Constitution, so that we can have a free and fair election, and the intervention and the intrusion by these progressive district attorneys that, you know, campaign on going after Trump. And now doing this, I mean, this is all decorum, and all the rules of law are being thrown out the window in order to kneecap this guy.
Yeah.
And us.
Well,
go ahead.
That's the important thing. Us. The American voter.
Yeah, no consent to the governed. We're going to tell you who you must elect and who you must choose.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
While wearing masks.
What? While wearing a mask. We've got to go to break. We're going to talk, speaking of Martin Luther King, we're going to talk about MLK in just a moment. So stay with us. More from Al Parada after this.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation.
Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America, gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here along with Al Parada. He's our favorite barista, you know that, from stream.org. Al and I were just talking about about what happened in 2020 and even, you know, like what's going on with the deep state. And my question remains is that who's in charge of the deep state? Okay, we're told Jerry Nadler says, oh, deep state doesn't exist, you know, you're crazy. Well, you know, Donald Trump, you know, brought that to bear and helped us realize that we have a fourth branch of government, this unelected branch of government that has conspired to take over. And this branch is so powerful that they are controlling all the elected officials. They're controlling the media, every aspect of our government, Al Parada. And, and this is quite the cabal that they've been able to orchestrate. I said the fourth, and I think Bill Ogden, when I was talking with him the other day, says, oh, Bill, it's actually six. There's six branches of government, because he broke down that fourth branch into three elements, the Holy Trinity of the deep state that would involve the administrative state, which we know about, these unelected bureaucrats that are in there for life, that have been well entrenched. You've got the cabal of the intelligence community in tandem with the Justice Department, and then you've got all these NGOs that are operating in concert with them. And when he broke that down, I said, wow, that really, I hadn't even thought about that. I would agree, and that seems to make sense. But my question is, okay, with that, you know, that institution involved, every institution has a structure, okay? So who's the chief executive officer? Who is at the top of the pile of the deep state? Because whoever was at the top of the pile of the deep state, I believe it was him or her who said at one time that we were going to stop the counting, what, in five states? It was all coordinated, all at the same, interestingly enough, all at the same time that counting was to stop. Well, interesting. It stops when Donald Trump is ahead in all these states, and suddenly when the counting begins again, there's a total flip-flop. But we're supposed to believe that everything's on the up and up, everything is according to Hoyle, and there's nothing to see here, and that after, you know, in order to make up the difference of Trump's vote and the popularity that he had in the vote, which they never thought in a million years that Donald Trump would end up with 10 million more votes, right? Because he had, what, 60, 62... roughly muscle menos in 2016. In 2020, he goes 72. He goes 10 million more votes. And so
man, they had to go like mad crazy to make up the difference. So they start pumping out these votes. And, you know, these are things that, you know, the mainstream media doesn't want to report on. But you and I mean, we've studied this and seen it time and time. Analysts have proven time and again that even in the digital realm, there is a footprint. There is consistency. And one of the things that they found with a lot of these ballots, especially those ballots that came up from New Jersey, remember, that found their way to Pennsylvania in the middle of the night, you know, what, 100-some-odd thousand ballots. They weren't folded, right? There was no folds to it. The other thing was that they only voted for Biden. There was only a vote for Biden. Because the fact of the matter is that if Joe Biden got 82 million votes, where's the blue wave? Why didn't the Democrats run away with everything? Because all these guys had time to do was to print these ballots that had a common data signature. It was consistent in all these ballots. And you know, just even when you go to put a dot, if you've ever put a dot, and if I set three dots for you, your impression with the pen on those three dots would be distinctly different. Yeah. Uncharacteristically, or surprisingly enough, all these ballots had the same consistent, you know, data point and marking and pressure from, you know, whatever they use, whatever pen they use. So it tells you that they were printed, right? That's the only way you can get that consistency is it's printed. But nope, there's none to see here. You can't look at that. You just have to believe, right?
Yeah, here's something else that I like to point out. Has Joe Biden acted like the guy who knew he won legitimately? You know, he's not acting like the guy who thought he won, who knew he won legitimately. It's like, doesn't want to hear any, you know, was immediately against any verifications or recount, not really snotty about it, but attacking people, the whole nine yards. That's not the way a winner acts. And you know he won legitimately. Go ahead, take it all out. Take your time. I want everybody to feel good about it.
Right.
No, and since then, it's been that way.
Yeah.
So that's the things I pointed to. Oh, and also the other idea, like you touched on it, the idea that there was no coattails, that every single one of the toss-up races went to Republicans. Something like 19 out of 20 bellwether counties, including all five in Wisconsin, went to Trump. There's abnormal problems all through where Biden pulled off the greatest amazing victory of all time, and nobody acts like it.
Exactly.
It's not legitimate. It's not Bob Beamon jumping, breaking the world record in a long jump by 2 feet.
You bring up an excellent point here, Al, because look at even as controversial as Bush Gore was, is that in its finality, there was a different environment and attitude. You're exactly right. You know, that, and even as controversial as that was, you know, you had this sense that, okay, we have a winner. And even though the Democrats denied it and, you know, went crazy over it, but it had to come down to that. And historically, at times, you know, there had to been, you know, somebody had to make a decision in order to declare a winner. And here it is. But with Joe Biden, you're exactly right. His attitude, you know, about winning, I don't know, you're right. There was a psychology and this sense about that. Crazy. Anyway, let's talk MLK. All right. 60 years later. You wrote about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a tragedy in America right now, and that Dr. King, with his I Have a Dream speech, he won. It was a prophetic vision for America, and he won. You go back 15, 20 years ago, the new generation coming up, they didn't regard skin. It was about the content of character, not the color of the skin. He won the day. He won the argument. He won over America in a generation, a generation and a half. And yet these people come in, these Marxists, these critical race people come in, and they snatch it right out from under them, right out from under the American people.
Mm-hmm.
So kids, younger kids, who who had been gotten used to the idea, just not even thinking about color. You walk down the street, you see a black guy walking with a Hispanic girl, an Asian kid walking with a white girl. Everybody, they just got along. They got it. They,
right.
The reason he won it, he won it. And they bring in this critical race theory, Marxist, to tell kids and tell children, your color matters. It's all about, it all starts with that and it ends with that. It's disgusting. It's tragic. It took away that victory from Dr. King.
Exactly. Not only Dr. King, but from but from blacks at large, Al. You know, that victory, yes, Dr. King led the way, but it was a victory for all people of color, all Americans. I mean, and here it is, 60 years later, affirmative action is negated, and we're back to realizing what Dr. King had championed 60 years ago. And what a loss of time. What a loss of life along the way. And I don't know how much more life has to be sacrificed for people wanting to resist and wanting to keep us at odds with one another. But, this is where it takes, the courage of you and me, one at a time, just saying, hell no, I'm not going to buy into this. For all that Dr. King, his very life that he surrendered, we had a president who gave up his life for the sake of freedom. And, it's like, okay, we've had over a million Americans fight for our Constitution and have died, many in foreign land, for the sake of freedom. I mean, our birthright that has been given to us, that we've been blessed with, needs to be honored and cherished and protected and fought for. We have to resist these Marxists who are coming in to hijack our history, to hijack our birthright. That's what I believe, Al.
Yeah, amen to that. And, I mean, we still celebrate the holiday for Dr. King, but it's hollow. Because we've thrown away what he got.
Yeah.
And not only that, it's worse. To even say, judging people on the content of the character, not the color of their skin, you're now called a racist for saying that.
Right.
What a demonic switch.
It really
worthy of the garden. Mm-hmm. It was just a demonic switch there.
But you see, if you don't know that you see, if somebody's flat out lying to you and comes and says, hey, Al Prada, you're a communist. Well, that's absurd. You're not going to wear that because you know better. You know who you are. See, and this is where we need to get to. People of all types and color of skin need to get to the point that this stuff, let them say whatever they want to say. If it's ludicrous, I don't need to engage it. It's foolishness, right?
Yeah.
Because we know. That's the way we do it.
Cancel culture. Yeah.
Exactly. You got it. Al Prada, thank you, sir.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com. Do the letter.